Next is borrowed notes and chords. A lot of times we borrow from the parallel minor, so like in, you know, chords from C minor to superimpose over the, like a C major 251. For example, you know, the two of a C minor is half diminished, which, you know, has more tension in it than, you know, so if you want to, if you do, even though you're not in a minor, you could still use that. Like, if you have, now I'm going to play D half diminished, either scale or arpeggio when the two chord comes, like. So I used the chord tones of a D half diminished. Other examples would be like over the 5 chord, as it says here, you could substitute A flat, flat 9 to the G, you know. I think they just mean the note A flat, not the key A flat. You know, you would play like. That is the flat 9 to G. The B flat is the sharp 9. These are very common, so. I'm sorry. Sorry. I play over the, right? So that's a very common one. And then the last one, E flat, the sharp 5 to the G7. You use that note 2, 3, 4. You know, it's a cool sound. Now, he's just talking about pitches here, but you could also do this with actual chords, and that's a whole nother section. But, you know, suppose you substitute a B flat 7, which is the 7 chord of a C minor, right? And you substitute that over the 5 chord. So instead of like D minor 7 to G7, C major 7 to C major 7, you do D minor 7 to B flat 7. Now, I'm not saying you would play that chord wise, you would just think that while you're doing your one of your outlines, like 2, 3, 4. That was a B flat 7. I'll do that a couple times. 3, 4. Effect. I mean, if you want to go further out, you could do the whole 251, like F minor to B flat, like a 251 of E flat, the relative major of C minor, even though we're in C major, and it might sound like instead of that, or try to imagine that while I'm playing the next line, we go. So it's got quite a, you know, a lot more tension, and it's interesting. So any of that stuff is valid.